Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If you are in a business that is, I guess, small to medium size, it's all about your network. We're here in it to make the money, but you have to have that relationship, and that's what we're supposed to do, is just have fun, enjoy it.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, 24 Sound. 24 Sound is technically an audio production company, but they're way more than that. They're there to help you grow your business from audiobooks to podcasts and everything in between. They're flawless as sound engineers and they're strategic as business partners. Visit them at 24sound.com. You can also email them at hello@24sound.com. And of course, as a best ever listener, you'll get a best ever discount. Mention best ever, and you'll get a 20% discount on your first product.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Darren Phillippe. Hi, Darren.
Hey, what's up?
Happy to have you on the show. Darren's joining us from Henderson, Nevada, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Las Vegas. He runs a Keller Williams office there where he oversees over 100 agents. His expertise is really in management and then also bringing in technology for professionals, helping the professionals enhance their business and their lives through the use of technology. So we're going to focus our conversation around that. I think we're going to get some very relevant, applicable tips from Darren to help you grow your business. So with that being said, Darren, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
You bet. I love it. Well, first, Joe, thanks for having me. I love your podcast and it's fantastic to be a part of it. I got into real estate kind of in a strange way. I was a financial advisor up in Washington, got out of the industry because I wasn't making the money that I really wanted to make. So I took a pharmaceutical rep position at Merck in Seattle, but they actually had a hiring freeze. And so I was unemployed. And 3 weeks later, my son gets leukemia and I was looking for a position to cover pre-existing conditions. And so I took a position in Vegas as a title rep. And in 2006, I was able to be a part of getting involved into real estate. And I was a title rep for about 5 years and then left that industry to become a kind of a coach and really more helping agents implement technology into the real estate agent's business, which led to me becoming the team leader and CEO of Keller Williams, the marketplace here in Vegas.
Well, first and foremost, my thoughts are with your son and your family, and I wish your son all the best.
He's a stud. This is when he was 11. He's now 20 and living in Panama right now, and it's all good. It was a good experience, as crazy as that sounds.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And from a professional standpoint, with, you know, from personal financial planner to title rep to now real estate, what have you learned from those different careers that you're applying right now?
Putting all of it, and I have been in a lot of different type of industries, and everything boils down to your networking and your sphere and your database. Business is business. If you're a real estate professional, you're a real estate investor, if you're a financial advisor, if you are in a business that is, I guess, small to medium size, it's all about your networking, and business is business no matter what.
So let's go into your best advice for your real estate investors ever.
Well, I kind of struggled with this question. I'm really a big believer in surrounding yourself with the right people and making sure you're not the smartest person. But I'm also a huge believer in the whole 80-20 rule and making sure that you're focusing on your 20% of your business and the things that really matter, and rather than being distracted with the other 80% that don't make you money. And so just being focused with that 20% of the activity that makes you money is key.
I recently read the book, the 80-20 Sales and Marketing book. It's by Harry Marshall. Have you read that one?
I have, actually. And right now, I'm one of the books that we're going to talk about is the one thing that right now I'm that's all I think about right now is how can I make myself more efficient with the activities that I'm doing that's going to make my outcome. And those two books go hand in hand.
So now that's a perfect segue into, I think, the meat of this conversation based on your background and being more efficient, focusing on, you know, what is the 20% that's driving the business. What are some ways we can use technology to enhance that?
Well, that's a great question. I'm a big believer in systems, and especially kind of having a central database, central place where we put all of our contacts. And a lot of people will put that in their email. They'll put it in they'll call it at their Facebook, or they'll have it in their phone. I like having whatever system it is, you need to have a central place that kind of has the alerts of who you're supposed to be following up with, who you're supposed to be making contact with. And then using social media is an awesome tool to build those relationships. In fact, this conversation came from social media, which is really kind of cool.
So what specific platforms or software programs do you use to do that? And you probably have one central platform for the contacts. So what are other platforms you've seen other people use that have been effective?
Great. Well, Keller Williams has got a ton of tools for that. But as for a real estate investor or a real estate professional, I'm a huge believer of Wise Agent. Wise Agent is a awesome database system. I use, of course, I'm involved with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Google Plus, but I use this tool called Hootsuite that makes it so I can be, it systemizes the way you're communicating with people. And of course, right now I'm really digging Twitter and with building relationships that way too. Those are awesome ways to be able to contact people that you don't know, and there's no reason why you'd have a relationship with them. And just tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, I'm really interested in what you have to say. And they typically on turn will turn around and say, I'm interested in what you have to say too. And that's the first step of building those relationships, which I believe are key.
I know the database I use, anytime I meet someone, I will add them in LinkedIn. So I have a couple, more than a couple thousand, they call them contacts on LinkedIn.
Right.
And I'll always send a personal message, and I use that as my database to collect information, because it's a great way to connect one person with another person. And you know, I had Judy Robinette, the author of How to Be a Power Connector, which is now the number one, rated number one business book in 2014 by Inc. magazine. And her whole thing is adding value in other people's lives by connecting them with other people they would, you know, would help them grow their business. I think LinkedIn's perfect for that, because you're able to see the relevant connections that you have with someone. You know, say, you know, Darren wants to be connected with a real estate investor in Kansas City. Well, then I can easily search in Kansas City and see that. But from a outreach standpoint, it's not so good because it's, you know, it's kind of cumbersome. So one of the platforms I use for that is MailChimp, and I found that's really effective.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, this is, there's tools out there, but I think people forget who they're surrounding themselves with. The simple fact is I got this position running this Keller Williams office of about 140 agents specifically because 5 years ago I coached little guys football, and one of the players on the football team, the parents are Rick and Terry Brinkus, who are famous in Keller Williams and also across the country for being top producer real estate agents. And from that, building that relationship, 5 years later, they reach out to me and say, hey, we love who you are and what you're all about. Let's possibly get you become our main guy here. And I think those relationships start from maybe just like I was doing. I was just doing good things. I was having fun, and it turned into something huge.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's the absolutely best approach is to be yourself, you know, be genuine. And I have clients and I have friends and I have people who I meet in also, you know, all sorts of ways I come across, and they're interested in raising money. And they're like, how do I find investors? And the number one way to find investors is to do stuff that you really enjoy doing. And then ultimately, you're going to come across and build really strong relationships with people. Now, sure, you can be more strategic. A next level to that would be volunteering for a nonprofit and trying to get on the board, because typically you'll find people with more money on boards. But that way you're combining the best of both worlds. You're surrounding yourself, as you mentioned, it's incredibly important, with people who are smarter than you, or as smart if you're the smartest person in the world. And then you're also doing something that you genuinely have a passion for, just like, you know, helping little guys play football. You know, I'm sure that's a passion of yours, or at the time it was, and you're just enjoying it, and it turned out to be a very good career move too.
Who knew that was going to happen? And honestly, I think when I was growing up, I always thought business people were boring and no fun. And as I've kind of gotten older, I'm 40 years old now, it's like, who do you do business with? You do business with people that you like. And if people just enjoy their life and enjoy doing what they're doing and show their personality, you're going to attract the right people to put together deals. And you're going to – where I think a lot of people, they forget, hey, we're people. It's not all about – we're here in it to make the money, but you have to have that relationship. And that's what we're supposed to do, is just have fun, enjoy it.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
You better believe it.
A quick word from our best ever sponsor. Best ever listeners, if you want to grow your business, you need an audio product. Contact 24Sound at 24sound.com for a free consultation. And remember, you'll get 20% off your first product just by mentioning best ever.
All right, best ever book you've read.
Right now, it's The One Thing. It's seriously helps me so much be focused with the one thing activities that I need to do to make the money that I'm trying to make.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
I would say I walked on my wrestling team in college and did things that I never thought I could do, and earned a scholarship my second year. And I learned a lot about mindset and a lot about attitude and disappointment and everything like that. So that was a big deal for me.
Best ever success habit you practice.
Hands down, it's working my database. I'm Mr. Persistence. My database tells me I'm supposed to call somebody 2 months and 3 days. I'm calling them 2 months and 3 days. I'm religious in that.
And your database, you said, is Wise Agent?
I use Wise Agent. Brandon Wise is an awesome guy. I've had him on my podcast. He's super smart, great tool, simple, cost-effective, everything.
Best ever quote.
I got two of them. I really struggled with this. The first one is my wrestling coach said, mark of a man is his word. I believe it's your integrity is a big deal, especially when you're dealing with investments. People need to know that they trust you. The other thing is what you focus on expands. I'm in a coaching series right now where if you focus on good, positive things and you focus on good activities, you're going to get good things. But if you're looking at the bad stuff, you're going to get bad stuff. So two of my favorite quotes.
What's the biggest mistake you've made as a business professional?
I would probably say believing in myself and being complacent. I believe my dad was a telephone man. I was just a regular guy. And I would say over the last 3 years is where I've turned that notch and said, holy cow, I can do some pretty amazing things. And I've done some amazing things since. So
did you say believing in yourself was your biggest mistake?
Yeah, I'm not believing in myself.
Okay. I was like, wait a second. I need to like get a Q-tip.
Maybe we should end this podcast right now. Yeah.
Takeaway, do not believe in yourself. It's a humongous mistake. That makes sense. For a place to reach you, Darren.
I'm really excited about my website, realestatetechacademy.com. I've got this really cool little feature at the bottom right of the website, and it's a way you can chat with me. And I'm the guy on the other end, so you go to my website and chat with me. I'm there talking to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Darren. Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to mention?
No, man, I'm excited to be here. Thanks tons for doing it. And I really think the key is to take action, and whatever you're trying to do and whatever you're trying to accomplish, it's never going to happen if you just think about it and plan. You've got to move forward and take action.
Nothing great was ever accomplished by simply thinking about it. That's for sure. All right. Well, thanks so much. And we'll talk to you soon, Darren.
Thanks.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.